Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.
Ballet and babies. Not necessarily two things you put together, but tonight we're doing exactly that. Two classes starting next week at Rosset Adult Learning that we think you might be interested in. One of which is Beginner's Ballet for Adults, and the other, Postnatal Yoga Classes for Parents and Their Babies. First up, Ben Franklin has been finding out more about those yoga babes with teacher Alicia, who started her classes following her own beginning of motherhood.
When I had a baby, I struggled to just go to a class by myself. So I found a baby yoga class and it was just perfect because I could do my exercises, get back into the routine and have my baby with me.
So are the babies involved with the yoga? Do you stretching with them too? What kinds of things do you do?
Definitely. The babies are very much involved. You're just getting loads of kisses, hugs. The babies are moving as well. You're moving their arms and legs and it's just great fun. Postnatal yoga for mums obviously helps them to rebuild the core, the abdominal, back and pelvic floor muscles, the strength and tone in their body. And also that will obviously help them to get back into the pre-baby shape. It allows mums to get a better connection with the baby. It helps with the sleeping patterns, not only for mums, but also for babies. Increase the flexibility, and also some researchers show that it also helps with the postnatal depression.
Okay.
So yes, that's for mums. For babies, on top of that, it makes the immune system stronger through the relaxation, as we will help the baby to relax a bit as well as we do. It will bring a sense of calm to the babies as well in some of the poses, like the tiger in a tree pose, for example. So there are plenty of benefits. And also, this class could be for dads as well. It could be for mom and a dad.
Okay.
If they want to do that together with their baby. So I can't see why not.
Perfect.
Twins are perfect.
So it's for mums, it's for dads, it's for babies. Everyone can get involved.
Yes.
It's just a nice way to spend your morning.
Definitely,
relax a bit and learn. Well, either start from scratch with yoga or keep going if you're advanced. Does it matter how much yoga you've done before? Could you come as a complete beginner?
Not at all. You can come as a complete beginner. You can start from zero and just build up your practice. If you've done yoga before, that's great. You can join, regain your strength, build a core strength and flexibility again.
So you're going to be teaching postnatal yoga at Rosset Adult Learning for anyone who wants to do a course. What will the course cover? What will the course involve?
Well, the course is on Thursday. It's 10:40 till 11:40 a.m. And basically, it just involves you and the baby. You just bring your mat. You can borrow a mat. There are some mats there as well. You get your baby a blanket and you just basically enjoy yourselves.
Well, Alicia, thank you very much. That sounds fascinating. And hopefully we'll get lots of mums signing up to come and do some postnatal yoga at Rosset Adult Learning.
Oh, I'd love that. Yes. Thank you.
You can find out more about the postnatal yoga classes right now online by searching for Rosset Adult Learning. Next up, though, something slightly different. Beginner's Ballet for Adults.
So my name is Sophie Zealand. I'm a professional dance teacher and choreographer, and I'm going to be teaching some adult ballet for beginners and anyone who used to dance who wants to get back into it again.
I would be one of those people that would consider myself as a non-dancer. Like, if you find me in Viper rooms at midnight, I feel like I look really good, but in actual fact, I cannot dance to save my life. Is that mostly what people think before they give it a go, or?
Absolutely. I teach other adult classes and I find that some people say, oh, I've never danced before, I don't dare. But when they come along, after a couple of weeks, they're fine and they get into it and know that actually anybody can dance.
And people may be more familiar than they realise with your dance and your choreography, because you have been responsible for the Harrogate Theatre pantomime and all the moves they're making on stage.
That's right. Last year I choreographed the Beauty and the Beast and did the famous hair up with Tim Steadman doing his funky dancing that he did last year, and I will be choreographing it again this year.
I do have to say, it was one heck of a show last year, so
thank
well
you.
Done, great
thank
job.
You.
And we look forward to this year's Jack and the Beanstalk, which I think will be starting sort of mid to end of November. Is that normally
That's
when
right.
you start?
Half term the dancers will be in, and then all the professionals will be in November.
Okay. Meanwhile, however, if people would like to get warmed up for that, your adult ballet lessons for beginners mm-hmm. are starting at Rossett Adult Learning at Rossett School in Harrogate. Why are you a dancer? I know that sounds like a big question, but what is it about dancing that you think that you fell in love with?
Well, I started doing dancing when I was only 2 years old.
Oh.
So I've been dancing now for 30 years and I just love it. I think that anybody can dance. It brings out so much joy in people. And I also think that anybody who thinks they can't dance always ends up knowing that actually I'm okay at dancing and it's
really?
Fine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you have to have rhythm?
A little bit, but it's fine if you don't. You can just get by.
Do you know, Sophie, when your ballet classes are running for the autumn term 2018?
Next Tuesday they start, so the 18th of September. So we've got our ballet class from 20 past 10 till 20 past 11. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Dance Fit, which is a little bit more looser style.
Okay.
From half past 11 till half past 12. The lesson will start with a big warm-up, going through all your stretches and warming up the joints, maybe a few planks in there as well to check everyone's balance. And then we'll go through some positioning and piece together a few of those moves to then make up a small little routine at the end of every single lesson.
So then by the time you finish the course, do people tend to have got fitter?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Each lesson should burn around 400 to 600 calories in ballet.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's an added benefit, isn't it? If you'd like more details on the courses starting at Rossett Adult Learning this term, whether it's adult beginners ballet or the postnatal yoga classes we heard about earlier, don't hang about because many of them start next week. Find out more by searching online for Rossett Adult Learning in Harrogate.
Rossett Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.